Well, I'm on Upper Parliament Street next to a burnt-out van which is blocking half of the road. This was the scene of some of tonight's worst violence. One riot officer who didn't want to be identified has spoken to me. He described how they arrived here at about 10:30 last night and were met by a mob of around 80 to 100 people who began throwing stones, bricks, glass, petrol bombs, anything they could lay their hands on, basically. And he said they had to quickly retreat before reinforcements arrived. One local resident, who only wants to be named as Liz, told me she was woken by all the commotion.
Woke up and it's like all police sirens, and then they were moving the way up here, the vans. And it's like the riot police outside the house. So it was bloody scary, to, you know. And you can like see things being thrown at the police. But obviously the cowards, they wouldn't like come through.
Even into the early hours, police were still reporting sporadic outbreaks of violence and criminal damage. Local councillor Tim Bowman says it's brought shame on the area.
When you saw what was happening in London, I think most of us were looking at that over the weekend thinking, I just hope that doesn't happen anywhere near here. I'm glad it's not happening anywhere near here. And so when it does happen near here, then, you know, it just feels awful.
Into the early hours, there were still sporadic fires burning on the streets of Toxteth. There are burnt out cars, burnt out vans, debris littering the streets. I even bumped into one resident who was carrying a piece of plywood. I asked him what he was doing. He said, I'm boarding up my home because it's the only way I'll feel safe.